Shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Tes. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Darshab Simloi. Darshab Simloi, Maidik Siv. The Pasuk says in Amos, Hoy Hamas Avimus Yoim Hashem, those who look forward to the day of Hashem, Lom Zalachem Yoim Hashem, Hu Choshech V'loy Or. We say to them, you look forward to this day. Why do you look forward to this day? Isn't it just darkness and not light for you? Says the Gemara, how do we understand this pasuk? Mashal, the way to understand the pasuk is as a mashal, the Tanago of Atleif, a rooster and a bat, who are waiting for the day to break, for dawn to break. Omle Tanago Atleif, says the rooster to the bat, Ani Mitzapel Oira, I'm awaiting for the light, Sha'ira Shalihi. I'm able to see, and therefore I'm waiting for light that I should be able to see for the light to come. Vata, however, bat, who cannot see, asks him, Lom L'cha'ira, why do you wait for light? Fine, says the Gemara, Ha'ud Omel, Ha'humina L'Rabavua. So do we find that this Apikaira said to Rabavua. He asked him, Eimasai Osi Mashiach. When will Mashiach come? Amale, so Rav Avuah responded to him, when darkness will cover you. And as the Beis Halevi explains, how do we understand this dialogue between the min and this person? The Beis Halevi explains that what was happening here was that the min certainly understood that he is not deserving a Mashiach to come. But what Rav Avuah was saying to him is, unfortunately, not under all circumstances will Klal Yisrael be worthy that Mashiach should come for them. However, what will bring Mashiach if we're not worthy because of our actions for Mashiach to come? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will compare our actions to the actions of the Goyim, and the actions of the Goyim are compared to darkness. And he said to him, because of those actions, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see how they act, he will realize how much better we are than they are, and because of them, he will bring Mashiach. Amalek, so the Min says to the Trebavua, Melot Kalaitli, are you cursing me? And as the Ben Yoyada explains, what he was saying was to him, that sometimes there's a beautiful artifact in a museum. So even though we certainly can't have that article in the museum, we could at least perhaps enjoy seeing it. So he said to him, if I won't be worthy of Mashiach coming to a Mashiach coming because of me, and I won't be worthy to enjoy Mashiach, at least I should be able to see Mashiach, just like somebody could see something nice in a museum. Amlei, to which Rav Avuah said to him, Krok, save the Pasuk says, Kina choshech yichas aretz, darkness will cover the world, v'arofa l'umim, v'alayich yizruch Hashem, u'kvayr alayich yira, only on Klal Yisrael will the light shine. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Rav Elezer Oymer, V'mois Mashiach, how long will Mashiach last? Abom Shana, 40 years. Shenemar, Abom Shana Okat Bedar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, for 40 years there will be Mashiach. And as the Mefarshim explained, if all the Pasuk in Tehillim were referring to was the fact that Mashiach, that we were in the Midbar for 40 years, then it would be adequate for the Pasuk, then the Pasuk should have said, Abom Shana Okat Bedar. The fact that the Pasuk uses the words Abom Shah Okut, Allah should speaking to the future, seems to indicate that Mashiach 40 years will be. And as the Mashiach explains, why? The Mashiach explains, because Klal Yisrael suffered in the Midbar for 40 years, to make up for those 40 years of suffering in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will compensate with 40 years of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will compensate with 40 years of Mashiach. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Yoimer, Shim Shana. How long will Mashiach last? Mashiach will last for 70 years. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "V'ha'yeh bayamahu," it will be on that day. "V'nishkach tzor shivim shana," we will forget the tzor of 70 years. "K'mei melech echad," which corresponds to day of one king. Who is the melech miyuchad? Who's the one king? Have oimer zeh Mashiach. Mefarshim gives two explanations why he's called the one king. One pshat is because he will be the greatest king ever. No other king could compare to him. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that when Mashiach will be king over the world, there will be no other kings other than he. He will be a melech yochid. He will be a king ruling the world by himself. Rabbi Omer, how long will Mashiach last? Shlosh Adaris, for 3 generations. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, Yerucham Shemesh Lufnei Yereach Dor, 1 dor plus dorim, another 2 dors, 2 plus 1 equals 3, representing the 3 generations where we will have Mashiach. Rabbi Hillel on the other hand says, Ein lehem Mashiach Yisrael. There will be no Mashiach for Klal Yisrael. Shekvar chlu b'mei Cheskiyo. We already had it in the time of Cheskiyo. So the Mefarshim, of course, spent a lot of energy trying to understand Rabbi Hillel's opinion that says that there is no Mashiach. Rashi explains what Rabbi Hillel meant to say was that there will not be an individual who will be Mashiach. Rather, Mashiach will come because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will... because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will bring Mashiach. And Pshat in the Gemara is, as we learned earlier in our parak, that if anyone was worthy of being Mashiach, it should have been Chizkiyo, and yet he wasn't the one to bring Mashiach. So if Chizkiyo couldn't bring Mashiach, there's no one that could bring Mashiach other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ran disagrees with this approach of the Gemara, and the Ran's approach to the Gemara is very different. The Ran's approach to the Gemara is that the Mashiach, that according to Rav Hillel, there indeed will not be a Mashiach, which of course is a very difficult concept to understand. How do we understand that someone should say that there will not be a Mashiach? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is that Rav Hillel indeed made a mistake, and in his understanding he thought that indeed there will not be a Mashiach. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that Rav Hillel, we've discussed that there's going to be a Mois HaMashiach, and then there's going to be days of Tchias HaMeisim, and what Rav Hillel was saying was that Ein Lam Mois HaMashiach, the days of Mashiach, those wonderful days of Mashiach, there will not be. The only thing that will be, we will go straight to the time of Tchias HaMeisim. Another pshat that I saw is that what Hillel was saying was, Ein lehem Mashiach liYisrael, we know there are 2 ways that Mashiach will come. Either Mashiach will come because Klal Yisrael do tshuva and act as they're supposed to act, and because of that Mashiach will come. Or Mashiach could come because the time for Mashiach, there's a specific time by which Mashiach must come, and by them Mashiach will come. And that's what the Gemara is saying. The Rav Hillel said, Ein lehem Mashiach liYisrael, there will not be a time where Klal Yisrael will bring Mashiach because of their good actions. For if there was any generation that was worthy that Mashiach should come because of their good actions, it was the generation of Chizkiyo, who we explained acted so great in their learning of Torah, and yet they didn't bring Mashiach. So what the Gemara is saying is, if they couldn't bring Mashiach, there's no one that could bring Mashiach. However, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Sharlei Mar Rav Hillel, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive Hillel, because Chizkiyo Amos Hava. When was Chizkiyo? The Bais Rishon, in the time of the Bais Hamikdash Rishon. Vilo Zechariah, comes Nava Bais Sheni. Zechariah is saying Nevuah in the time of the Bais Sheni. V'omar, and he says, Gili mi oid basiyot, He speaks about the great Mashiach, that it's your king, who's a tzaddik, who will save us. Who only v'roichav al chamar, a poor individual riding on a donkey, v'l'ayah ben asoinus. So we see that even after the time of Chizkiyah, there was still talk of Mashiach coming. Obviously, Mashiach is not limited to the time after Chizkiyah. The Farshim point out, why does Mashiach specifically come riding on a donkey? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is because a donkey is a very lowly animal, and what the lesson is that Mashiach will be a person of great humility. Another pshat that I saw is that, as we say in our tefillas, Eilu v'rechav v'eilu v'susim v'nachtu b'shem Hashem elokeinu nazkir, that we don't rely on might, what we rely on is Hashem Hashem, and therefore specifically Mashiach will come riding on a donkey, a low animal, to show that his strength is not based on anything other than Hashem Hashem, other than the power of Hashem. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Idach, we learned in another Braisa, Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Yemais Mashiach. Rav Elazar says that the Mois Mashiach will be Abom Shana for 40 years. Ksiv Hocha V'yancha V'yirifcha V'yachilcha. The pasuk says that we were in the Midbar where we were hungry, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the man. V'ksiv Hosam, and the pasuk says regarding the time of Mashiach, Simcheinu K'mois Inisernu Shnoisrinu Ra, corresponding to the amount of days that we had pain, that is how long Mashiach will last. So if Mashiach was, if we were in the Midbar for 40 years, so to correspond, to make up, so to speak, for those 40 years, there will be a days of Mashiach of 40 years. Before I should make an interesting observation, Rabbi Lezer, earlier in the Shir, learned this concept that Mashiach will be for 40 years from the Pasuk of Abom Shana Oktifadar. And now he's learning it from this Pasuk. So Farshim explained that many times the Tanoim would come to the same conclusion with different psukim, and therefore the Gemara quotes Rav Elazar's opinion coming to the same conclusion the Mashiach will be for 40 years just based on different psukim. Rav Doisa says Abba Meir Shana, the days of Mashiach will be for 400 years. Ksiv Hocha V'avodim V'ino Yisum Abba Meir Shana, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu that we will be in Mitzrayim and Golus for 400 years. V'ksiv Hosam, and again the pasuk says Samcheinu K'mois Nisanu, that we have to have days of Mashiach corresponding to the days of Tzaris. So we had Tzaris for 400 years, we'll have Mashiach for 400 corresponding years. And as the Mashiach explains, Klal Yisrael were deserving of this punishment because Avraham Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "B'ma Eda Karishana, how do I know that I will inherit Eretz Yisrael?" And because of that, he was punished that his children should be in Golus for 400 years. But to make up for the tsar of being in Golus for 400 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us Mashiach for 400 years. Rabbi Yoimer, Shloish Meis V'Shish V'Chamesh Shana, Mashiach will last, the days of Mashiach will last 365 days. Kaminyan Yemaisachama, the length of a solar year. As the Pasuk says, Shinemar, Kiyoim Nokim Belibi Ushnas Guleba. For every year of Tzoros, we spent many years of Golus, and there's 365 days in a year. For every day of Tzoros that we spent in Golus, we will have a corresponding year of Simcha in the Yemais HaMashiach. My Yoim Nokim Libi, Om Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Libi Galisi, the date of Mashiach I've only set over to my heart, Levare Lo Galisi. I saw a number of Peshat, and what does it mean, Libi Galisi, Levare Lo Galisi? The Gra says, it means that Hashem says, I only told the Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu where Mashiach will come, I have not said it to anyone else. The Yismach Moshe says that, Libi Galisi, that the Torah Shebiksav, does indicate when Mashiach comes. We don't know where, but in the Torah Shebiksav, there's an indication where Mashiach will come. However, Levarai to the Torah Shebapeh, it does not say when Mashiach will come. The Yisrach Moshe says another pshat, which is very similar to the pshat of the Gra. The Yisrach Moshe says that just like we find in the human body, there are different limbs and different Avarim, some more important than the others, so too do we find amongst the Tzaddikim. There are Tzaddikim that are greater and there are Tzaddikim that are not as great. And Lelibi, Tzaddikim who are in the category of a Lev, they are worthy of knowing when Mashiach comes. Levare, the lesser Tzaddikim, Loigalisi, are not worthy of knowing when Mashiach will come. Rav Shimon Lokeshama, Lelibi Galisi, again, I've told my heart whatever Pshat that will learn. However, the Malachi Asharis, Lagalisi, the Malachi Asharis are not worthy of knowing when Mashiach will come. Tane Avimib Reid Ravavua, the Mais Mashiach, Yisrael, how long will the days of Mashiach last? Shivas Alof Mishana, 7,000 years. Shinema, because the Pasuk says, Umsois Chosen Akala, Kain Yosis Olayich Hashem Elokayich. Just as the amount of days that a Chos and a Kala rejoice with each other, we know a Chos and a Kala rejoice with each other for Shivas Himei Mishta, so long will be Mashiach. Because we know that every day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the length of 1,000 years. So if a Chos and a Kala rejoice with each other for 7 days, 7 days of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will be the days we measure with, and Mitzvashem B'Karav, when Mashiach comes, will be 7,000 years long. Amri Huda, Amashmu, Yemaitz Mashiach, Kimayim Shenivar Oilam Arachshav. Mashiach will last as long as the world was from that day of creation until now. Meaning, Rabbi Huda Amashmu meant, that as many years as the world existed without Mashiach, we're going to have a corresponding world of years with Mashiach. So we had a world however long the world will last without Mashiach, equally we'll have to have a world with Mashiach. Just he used the word Varad Achshav to teach us how they lived with the belief of Mashiach every moment. Arad Achshav, Mashiach is coming this very moment. Shnemar Kimea Shemaim Al Oretz. Nachman Yitzchak Omer Kimei Noach Arad Achshav. Mashiach will be the amount of time it was from the time of the Mabul in the time of Noach until when Mashiach comes. I swore that Mashiach will come by that time. Omer Abchiba Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Anavim Kulam L'Nisnaba El Amos Mashiach. All the Nevi'im that said in Nevu about the wonderful world that will come speak about the days of Mashiach. Aval Olam Haba, Olam Haba, which will come after Mashiach, says the Pasuk, Ayin Leiros Olakim Zolasachi Yaslam Chakaloi. There's no one that could understand and fathom such a wonderful world, says the Gemara, or Pliga de Shmuel. This is in disagreement. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with what Shmuel said. Dama Shmuel, Ein Bein Olam Haza Limais Mashiach. There's no difference between this world and the time of Mashiach. Elo Shiva Malchus Bavad, only Shiva Malchus. As the Chasam Sofer explains, the Gemara in Masechta Brachos says, "Ritzoinu lasas ritzoincha." Klal Yisrael is anxious to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. El mi ma'akev, what holds us back? Shibud Malchus, the fact that we have the Shibud Malchus. So says Shmuel, when Mashiach comes, there no longer will be Shibud Malchus, and therefore we will have the ability to serve Hashem properly. All of the Nevi'im that say the schar for people who do the right thing are speaking about someone who's about tshuva. When it comes to tzaddikim gemurim, no one has seen the wonderful schar that will come to the tzaddikim gemurim. It's not describable. However, again, says the Gemara, Pligid Rav Avuah, this opinion of Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav Avuah said. Dom Rav Avuah Amarav, Makum Shabbat Tshuva Oimdim, Tzadikim Enim Oimdim Sham. The coin to Rav Avuah, Bali Tshuva on a greater level than tzaddikim. Shnemar, the pasuk says, Shalom, Shalom, l'rochayk v'l'karev. So as Mefarshim explain, it's impossible to say that the pasuk is saying that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will greet with Shalom those that are rochayk, those that are far from him. Someone who's far from a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't deserve a greeting of Shalom. What must rochayk be? Rochayk must mean bereishah rochayk v'had. Bereishah first says the pasuk, he's going to greet those that are far, and then he's going to greet those that are close. Now, who are the rochayk? Who are they? Rochayk d'mikara. Rochayk means someone who was originally not close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he became close. Umay karev. And who did the pasuk mean by karev? Karev d'mikara d'hashta, someone who was always close. So we see that the pasuk is teaching us that the person who was far from Hashem and then came closer will be the first to be greeted with the greeting of Shalom. We'll come back to this in a moment. Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that tzaddikim gemurim are on a higher level than Bali Tshuva, how does he explain this pasuk? Says l'rochik means shurochik maveira, somebody who was always far from aveira. Karev versus means shukar maveira, somebody who was close to aveira, and then misrachik manner. So he's able to define the pasuk that tzaddikim gemurim are worthy of a greater schar than Bali Tshuva. So Mefarshim, indeed, the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss at great length why, indeed, according to Ravua, is the Mokum Bali Tshuva Oindim Ein Tzadikim Gemur Michal Lamed Bay. Rashi's opinion is because a Rasha has to work constantly on not falling back to doing his Avera, and therefore that person is deserving of the greatest Schar. And as they saw the Mefarshim explain this Pshat, they explained that the Rosh, the Bal Tshuva, has one mitzvah that the Tzaddikim Gemurim don't have. He has the mitzvah of Tshuva, which is such a great mitzvah. Along the same line, I saw from Yisrael Yankov Fisher that somebody, and the Mefarshim indeed explained, that the Tshuva, the Bal Tshuva that the Gemara here referring to, as somebody who does Tshuva Mehava, so every one of his Averis turns into a mitzvah. So he has so many more mitzvahs than the tzaddik gomer, and that's why b'makom shabal tshuva I'm them ain tzaddikim gemurim yichayin lamed. The Masha explains the Gemara is not referring to somebody who actually did an avera. How can we give somebody who did an avera more schar than somebody that didn't do any averas? Rather, Makom Shebal Tshuva Oimdim is referring to an individual who had a hearer, had a machshava, had a thought to do an avera, but he was able to overcome that thought and did a mitzvah, and that's why he's greater than the tzaddikim gemurim. The Shem Shmuel and many other mefarshim explained the Gemara that the Gemara here refers to a tzaddik gomer, because somebody's a tzaddik gomer doesn't mean he's not a Bal Tshuva. Because the definition of a tzaddik gomer is someone who's constantly working on himself to reach higher and higher madregas. And that's why b'makom shebal tshuva oimdim tzaddikim gemurim en michayim lamed. Another pshat the Mefarshim explained is based on a mashal where his father has two sons, a king has two servants, and one son or one servant always worked with his father obediently, and the other one didn't. And the one who, after acting so improperly for so many years, then starts servicing and acting properly, how much does that king, how much does that father appreciate that? Because they realized how difficult it must have been for that person to have come to this point and remain at that point. Another pshat that I saw is Rav Yonasan Eipshitz explains that, as we know, the entire concept of tshuva is somewhat a difficult concept. Here a person did an avera, so why should he be worthy of being able to do tshuva? But as the Gemara says, Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is choiter chatira. He, so to speak, digs out a tunnel for the Baal Tshuva to have a place how to come closer to him. But Makam Shabbat Tshuva Oimdim, that about Tshuva, it goes to this tunnel. Tzadikim Gemurim Enim Choyim Lamoid, they never came to this tunnel. Another pshat is that the Gemara here is referring to someone who's speaking to people and trying to inspire them to act properly. And the Gemara is saying, but Makam Shabbat Tshuva Oimdim, where Baal Tshuva could stand, Baal Tshuva has the ability so much more than anyone else to inspire people to do what's right, because he already had been on the other side. And Makam Shabbat Tshuva Oimdim, where Baal Tshuva stands and says a drasha to Klal Yisrael, Tzadikim Gemurim Enim Choyim Lamoid, Tzadikim don't have the ability to give that kind of a speech that they should be able to inspire people. Continues the Gemara. V'amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Hanaviyim Kulan Lo Nisnaba Ela Masi Bita L'Talmid Chacham. All the schar that we learn is about someone who marries off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham, to show, because that shows that the person is machshiv and considers Torah great, that when he has to look for a son-in-law, he specifically looks for a Talmud Chacham. So I sort of the Mefarshim ask that our Gemara is teaching us that one is supposed to take as a son-in-law a Talmud Chacham, but we also know that one is supposed to marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. So the question is, how will someone ever get a son-in-law a Talmud Chacham if he himself is not a Talmud Chacham? Explain the Mefarshim that even if one is not a Talmud Chacham, but he takes, but he supports Talmidei Chachamim, he is considered a Talmud Chacham, that somebody should, that in terms of marrying his daughter, they're in the category, he's in the category, that she would be in the category of a Bas Talmud Chacham. Or somebody who does Oysa Prakmatio Talmud Chacham, somebody who does business with Talmud Chacham. The Rishonim debate what is the great issue of doing business with a Talmud Chacham. Some Rishonim explain because like that somebody helps financially to support a Talmud Chacham. Others, however, explain that by doing business with a Talmud Chacham, then a person becomes closer, has more of a relationship with a Talmud Chacham, and having a relationship with a Talmud Chacham is like having a relationship with a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ula mahana Talmid Chacham in the Chasav, or someone who gives, who benefits Talmidei Chachamim, who supports Talmidei Chachamim. And as the Maral explains, our Gemara is teaching us that one is supposed to have a relationship with a Talmud Chacham, begufoy, benafshoy, ubememoynoy. Gufoy means by having his daughter marry Talmud Chacham. Nafshoy means by oisa prakmatya Talmud Chacham. And memoynoy is memana Talmud Chacham in the chasav. Our Talmidei Chachamim atzmon, ayin loy rosa lakim zolosecha. The schad that will come to Talmidei Chachamim is unfathomable. So the Maram Shik says a beautiful pshat. The Maram Shik says that our Gemara is teaching us that someone who he himself is not a Talmud Chacham, how could he have a connection to the Torah? By taking a son-in-law who's a Talmud Chacham. But says the Maram Shik, Avo Talmidei Chachamim, if you have someone who he himself is already a Talmud Chacham, and still he goes out of his way to look for a son-in-law who's a Talmud Chacham, Ayin Lo Rasa L'Kim Zol Asecha, there is no greater schar than that. Says Ramosha in a tshuva, that even though our Gemara is teaching us the great schar that comes to Talmidei Chachamim, greater than those that support Talmidei Chachamim, that is only in a situation where one is supporting, giving tzedakah to yeshivas, to kollelim. But if someone who has a yisachar and zvulun arrangement with a Talmud Chacham, his shir is equal to the shir of the Talmud Chacham. And in fact, I saw from the Shaul Sechuvas Beis Shloima that he explains that he says two interesting points. He says that in fact, if someone is supporting a son-in-law Talmud Chacham, and he then wants to leave the business world and start learning, perhaps he may not be allowed to. Because our Gemara is teaching us, as Rav Moshe taught us, that someone who has a Yisachar Zvulun arrangement with a Talmud Chacham has the same schar as the Talmud Chacham, and perhaps he shouldn't stop learning, he shouldn't stop working, he should continue supporting the Talmud Chacham. On the other, he goes on, because he goes on to say, there's a very interesting point regarding the Yisachar Zvulun relationship. He says the Yisachar really has to learn. Let's say the Yisachar doesn't spend time learning properly, then he won't get the schar that Talmidei Chachamim are deserving of. But the Zvulun, who as far as he's concerned, and as far he's complete keeping his part of the deal wholeheartedly, he gets the schar no matter what the Yisachar is doing. And then I saw an unbelievable story from Reb Lezer that tells a Rav. He was when he got married, his in-laws were supporting him, and at one point his mother-in-law, and then he was a great Talmud Chacham, and there were many invitations from different communities coming to invite him to be the Rav of their community, and he kept on refusing. He was sitting and learning. At one point his mother-in-law said to his father-in-law, perhaps he's getting all of these offers, he should go take a job in one of these cities, and we should no longer have to support him. And the father-in-law said to the mother-in-law, who says that we're supporting him? Perhaps he's supporting us. But the father-in-law then went to him and said, perhaps you should accept the next offer you're invited to. And indeed, the next offer came from the city of Telz, where he accepted the Rabbonis, and ultimately led to the foundation of the Telz Yeshiva. As he was leaving the home of his in-laws, he was riding in the wagon, they were about to leave the town, another wagon came quickly running after them to turn back, for his father-in-law had passed away. And at the funeral, his mother-in-law said, my husband said, who says that we're supporting him? Maybe he's supporting us, and when we stop supporting him, our existence stopped being in this world. Says the Gemara, my ayin loy rasa. What does the pasuk say by ayin loy rasa? Amar Shmuel Levi says yain hamashum ba'anovav v'sheshim ebreishis. The pasuk here refers to the wine that's in the preserved in the grapes from the sheshim ebreishis. As the Sefer Ha'ikrim explains, someone who eats grapes, delicious grapes, doesn't appreciate the taste of wine until he tastes wine. Similarly here, we might have had wine in this world, but we really don't know what the taste of good wine is until Mashiach will come and we'll have the Yain HaMashum Anovim Sheshim Ebreishis. Rish Lakish Amar Zeh Eden. We're going to be in the place called Eden. L'Rasa Ayim Oil, which no one ever saw. Ask the Gemara, Vim Taimer Adam Heichindar. Where did Adam Arishan live? Began. He lived in the Gan. Vim Taimer, if you'll suggest, that Gan and Eden are the same. Tamiloimer, the pasuk says, "V'nor yoytzame Eden lashkus as a Gan." Obviously, there are two places. One is Eden, and one is the Gan. All the Marishan lived in the Gan. We will come to Gan Eden. The Mishnah said that Ha'omer, if someone says, "Ein toyer min ha-shamayim," such an individual will not have olam haba. Tan Rabbanan, the pasuk says, "Kidvar Hashem bozo." The mitzvah of hefer, hikares tikares. Zeh oimer, what does that pasuk mean? Ein tarim in shemayim. Dav acher, kidvah Hashem boza, zah pikares, the Gemara will explain soon who not pikares is. Dav acher, kidvah Hashem boza, zah megal parim b'tayra, those two, the Gemara will explain what it means. Ves mitzvah of hefer, zah mefer bris boser. Someone who doesn't have a bris mila, two pshatim. One is someone whose father did not make him a mila, and then when he becomes an adult, he doesn't make a bris milah for himself. Or another pshat is somebody who doesn't make a bris milah for his children. Hikares tekares. Hikares ba'olam hazeh. Tekares la'olam haba. I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that hikares ba'olam hazeh, he'll die young in this world. And tekares la'olam haba, he won't have a shear in the olam haba. Another pshat, hikares ba'olam hazeh, he won't have not a share in Olam Haba, nor will he have Tchias HaMesim. Bekan Amar Rabbi Elazar Amadoi Hamachalal as a kachim, someone who doesn't treat kachim properly, as we learned earlier in Amasechta, if he eats them betuma, or Hamavazas Ma'adis. Hamachalik Rishonim, what does Mavazas Ma'adis mean? Rashi says that it refers to not treating cholamoid properly, because according to Rashi, the Isser Malacha on cholamoid is an Isser Deraisa. According to other Rishonim, it refers to Hamavazas Ma'adis means Yontif, because they are of the opinion that doing Malacha on cholamoid is not an Isser Deraisa. Hamamei for Brisa Shal Avram Avinu. Again, we'll explain soon what that means. Somebody humiliates people in public. And here too, there's a machloikis. Everybody is agreeable that if somebody is chas v'shalom, he doesn't have a share in Olam Haba, because it's considered like he murdered the person. And as the Mefarshim saying, because ha-malbim, when somebody embarrasses someone else, first his face gets red, and then his face goes back to the white complexion. In fact, when Mefarshim ask, why does it say Hamalvim Pnei Chaver? It say Hamadim, it causes his face to get red. The Mefarshim say because there's a lasting feeling of the humiliation even after he gets back to his regular complexion. So everybody's in agreement that it's a horrible Avera, and it's considered like as we learn from Tamar, where Tamar was prepared to be burnt rather than embarrassing Yehuda. The only issue here is, does it belong in this braisa of Dvar Hashem Boza? Is this considered Dvar Hashem Boza? Such individuals, afishesh be'toyre masa toivim, en lechelik olam haba. Continues the braisa. Tanya idach, ki Dvar Hashem Boza, zal oimer en toyre minashmaim. It refers to somebody who says that there's no Torah in the Shemayim. V'afilu Omer, even if he says, kol ha-Torah kula min Shemayim, even if somebody says the entire Torah was given in the Shemayim, chutz mi-posuk zeh, except for one posuk, as before Hashem say, he says that the historical part of the Torah is not part of the Torah. Shalom Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was only said, El Moshe B'Pi Atzmai, he is in the category of Dvar Hashem Boza. So Mefarshim asks, we know that the Gemara says that the difference between the Teichacha, which appears in Parshas Bechukosai, and the Teichacha, which appears in Parshas Kisavoi, the Parshas Bechukosai was said by Hashem, and Parshas Kisavoi was said by Moshe. But here we're saying that every word of the Torah was said by Hashem. So Mefarshim say that Teichacha also was said by Kodesh Baruch Hu, just it was said Beruach HaKodesh, or was said in the mouth, the words were put into the mouth of Moshe to repeat. Zat Vashem Baza. Vafilo Oma. And even if there's an individual that says, Kala Tayra Kula Minashemayim, Chutz Medid Gzeh, there's one extra letter, and he doesn't follow that, or he doesn't say this Kavachimer. So Mefarshim asks, do we know Adam Don Kavachimer Me'atzmai? A person can learn his own Kavachimer. So how could he say that somebody doesn't accept the Kavachimer, that he doesn't believe in Torah Min Hashemayim? So I saw the Mefarshim explain that it's saying that this person doesn't believe that Kavachimer is one of the ways to understand the Torah, that Kavachimer is one of the Yud Gil Midrash Torah addressed by him. Or somebody disagrees in this Kseir Shavazu, he is in the category of Dvar Hashem Boza. And as the Shulchan Aruch Rav, as the Baal Tanya explains, that the pasuk of Hikares Tikares refers to such an individual. So he explains why. He explains because such an individual, because his question is, we know that the first Mishnah, Emsechta Krisis, mentions all of those individuals who get Karis, and these individuals are not mentioned in that Mishnah. Why? He says, because it's not that he's Chayiv Karis. A person who doesn't believe in Torah has no way of existing in this world, because our purpose in this world is to believe in Torah and learn Torah. Tanya, Hayrei Mei Omer, Haloim Torah V'Amilamda. Somebody learns Torah but is not prepared to teach it to others, Zeh Dvar Hashem Boza. He's in the category of Dvar Hashem Boza. Amnos Omer, Kol Mi She'en Mishgiach Al Mishnah, someone who doesn't learn Mishnayis. So it's two pshatim. One pshat is Mishnah means that he doesn't review his learning. We'll speak about that in a moment. Or another pshat is he doesn't learn the Mishnayis, which we know the purpose of the Mishnayis the Torah Shabbat Peh is to explain the Torah Shabbat Ksav. Rav Noya Amir Kosha Efshel Lask B'Torah Ve'ena Oisik. Someone who has the ability to learn Torah and doesn't learn Torah, he is in the category of Dvar Hashem Bozo. Rav Shmuel Amir Zal Eved Avodas Kochavim. Somebody who worships Avodah Zarah. My mashma. How do we get to Dvar Hashem Bozo to being Eved Avodah Zarah? The Tana Beri Shmuel Kedvar Hashem Bozo. The one Dibur, the two Dibur that we heard directly from Hashem, were Anoich Hashem Elokecha LaYeh Lachem V'Lahem B'Cheirim, and this person who doesn't accept that is in the category of Dvar Hashem Baza. Rav Shmuel ben Kochaima, who is a Dvar Hashem Baza? Kol Ha'im Laim Et Torah Ve'en Chayzer Leh. Somebody learns Torah and doesn't review it. Doimer, he's like a person Shazareya that plants Ve'en Chayzer. Somebody who learns Torah and forgets it. That has children, Rachman, Salam, Kaveris, and buries them. So as Mefarshim explained, the difference between Rav Shua ben Karcha and Rav Yeshua is that Rav Shua ben Karcha is referring to somebody who's not reviewing it, but he hasn't forgotten his learning. So he still has the ability to review his learning and remember it. It's like he planted and didn't harvest, but he still could harvest, albeit late. Rav Shua is referring to a person that because he didn't review his learning, he already forgot his learning, and now it's too late. It's like the child that has been buried. Sing every day. Even though Rashi explains somebody knows what he's learning, he knows a song. He sings it every day. Still, here too, he has to sing every day. As the Mefarshim explain, without another pshat that Mefarshim say is that singing refers to saying the Divrei Torah by out loud, and in order for one to have the schus, to have the schar of learning Torah, he has to speak the words out. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if somebody, before one learns, he has to make Birchas HaTorah, and even if he writes Divrei Torah. But if he's just Meharer, if he just thinks about Divrei Torah, he doesn't have to make Birchas HaTorah. Zemer B'chol Yoyim, in order for us to be successful in our learning, we have to enunciate the words. And the Mefarshim explained, Rabbi Kiva is coming to say that not only is a person who doesn't review going to suffer in this world, but he will suffer, his neshama, that's the with song, we want to appreciate the song, will also suffer. Amar Rav Yisrael Adim in my craw, Shnema Nefesh Amal Amal Aloik Okaf Alipiya. Hu Amal Makam Zeh, if a person works in Torah in this world, Tairos Amal Slav Makam Acher, he will have Schar in the Oilam Ha'emis. Amar Rav Elazar, Kal Adam L'Amal Niver, every person was created to work. Shnema, as the Pasuk says, Ki Adam L'Amal Yulad. However, any yodei amal pen nivra, I don't know if he was created just to work with his mouth, imla amal malacha nivra, or to work physical labor. Shnema ki okif olei pihu, have imla amal pen nivra. Vadayin, any yodei amal taira, if a person is supposed to just speak taira, amal sichel, all this conversation, shama, noyom shteva taira zemipicha, have oimel amal Torah nivra, that the person was created to learn Torah. Van the kama van the amarav, and that's what Rava says. Hain kula gufa derat the kanini. All bodies are used to make toil. Tovel the zochid da havi tovel kuda raisa. Great is that he works in Torah. So of course this is a very difficult gemara to understand. What does it mean? We don't know if a person is just made to speak or just made to work. So one shot is that the Gemara is saying is any imla'amal macha nivra is that perhaps doing mitzvahs is more important than learning Torah. Or another shot is we know it says in Pirkei Avos, Toiv Torim Derecheretz Shigia Shneim Meshkaches Oven. So maybe it's important the malacha teaches us the pasuk that a person is supposed to ke'okif la'amal olipiyah amal Torah. But then the Gemara questions, is the main thing speaking in Torah or perhaps speaking in Tefillah? Says the Gemara that Torah supersedes everything. Another pshat in the Bardiki is that we are supposed to be an instrument. We're supposed to be a vessel in which we keep Torah. Says the Gemara, Noyev Isha Chaser Leiv. I'm a Reb Lakish. This refers to Zayat Leim Torah Plakim. Somebody always learns, only learns Torah occasionally. Shnemer, as the pasuk says, Ki Noyim Ki Sishmerim Bebitneich Yikoni Yachtav Al Sosecha. That to have success in learning, a person has to be consistent in his learning. Tan Rabbanim, Va'nefesh Eshatasa B'yad Roma, Zem Nash B'Chizkiyah, She Yoishiv Adayrish V'Godish Adayfi. He was speaking against, he was explaining the Pesukim in a ridiculous way. He was making fun of the Torah. Omer, what does the Torah have to mention all these things? Or the pasuk says, "V'yelich Yuvain b'mei chitzir chitim v'yimtzu d'adam b'sada." Why does the Torah have to mention this? That's how Menashe was ridiculing the Torah. Yotze baskav amalai teishav achicha tadavim ben imecha titein doifi. Elo asisa v'achrashti demisa hayis ayi kamecha achecha v'erem necha. V'olam first Kabbalah, the pasuk says ha maishlacha ever behavli hashav my kavas hagola arvasa yetzahara, because the pasuk is speaking about yetzahara b'tchila daim lechut shabuchya. At the beginning the yetzahara starts, it looks like a thread of a spider, but once the person falls into his trap, the psoif daim lechut shabuchya becomes a thick hard rope that's used to carry wagon. Says the Gemara, Dosan Allah, now that we've mentioned these pasuk, the pasuk says achoyis lotn timna maihi. Says the Gemara, timna bas melachim havi. Timna was a member of a royal family. As the pasuk indeed says, aluf lotn aluf timna. V'chol machusa b'loy tagihi. And every time when the Torah says the word aluf, which means a chief, it means one lesser degree from a kri, from a king. Boy legiure, and she wanted to become a giyoris. Basa etz Avram Yitzchak Yaakov v'lekibluah. The reason they weren't mekabel her, explained the mafarshim, because they had a chash that she was a mamzeris. Halcha v'haisa pelegish leilifas ben Esav. So she became a pelegish in the family of leilifas ben Esav. Omra, before she said, muta tia shifchal mazu. I'd rather be a maid to this nation v'leitigvir le'umacheres versus being in tap of the world with another nation. Nafik mina Amalek. Amalek came out from her. That's Shrinali Yisrael. My tama t'leiboy le'lerachkom. So I saw a beautiful word. Rashi says in the beginning of Parsha Yisroi, ma shmua shama meba, what caused Yisroi to come? Mechames Amalek. First, say what was in a mechames Amalek that caused Yisroi to come? So they say because in times when Klai Yisrael are in the top of the world, they typically don't take Gerim. So Yisrael was concerned that they won't want to accept him as a Ger. So he came and he said, my interest in being a Jew is sincere, and accept me as a Ger, because the repercussions of not accepting someone as a Ger, we've learned what happened when Timna was not accepted. The Chassidish Sfarim explained Valuf Esav Timna. Timna means to always procrastinate. The characteristic of Esav is Timna, always coming up with reasons to procrastinate, not to do what you're supposed to do. The pasuk says V'yelech Ruvain B'meichet Tzirchitim Amar Rabbi Rebetzik Amar Mekam Letzdikim Shem Poshtin Yidem B'gezel. Rashi explains that it was the days of Tzir Chitim after the field was harvested and everything was hefker. Another pshat is it was a wheat field, but he didn't take wheat from the field; he took flowers which were hefker. V'yimtzu d'dam b'sada, my d'dam, amar Rav Yavruchi, Levi amar Sigli, Rav Yochanan amar Sviski, all different types of flowers. Amar Rav Elazar, kol oisk b'tayra l'shma. If somebody learns Torah properly, makes from Shom Famalia Shamala from Shamata. He makes peace between the Pamalia Shamala and Pamalia Shamata. He connects Olam Hazat, this world, to the other world. Another pshat is we know that the Malachim said that the person should not be created, But by learning Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows the Malachim that indeed it was a proper that person should be created. Shenema Oz Yechazek B'Mu'uzi Yasim Shalom Li Shalom Yasali. Rav Amma Kibaylu Bonu Palton Shemal V'Shlamata. He built a palace in this world and in the next world. Shenema V'Osim Dvar B'Ficha U'Vitzel Yodai Kisisicha Lintoya Shemayim U'Lisa Aretz. Rav Yochanan Amar Af Megan Akolam Kula, he protects the entire world. Shenem Vitzel Yodai Kisisicha V'Leva Amar Af Makarim V'Sagola Gula. Somebody who learns Torah L'Shema brings the Gula. Shenem Leim L'Tzion Ami Otam. Amar Rish Lakish Kolam Alamis Ben Chaver Torah Mala Alav Akosu Kilosov, as if he made him. Because every person has this physical part which we get from our parents, but we have a neshama. And the person who teaches us Torah is creating a neshama. As the Pasuk says, regarding Avram and Sarah, Vasa Nefesh Asha'os B'chara. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Kil Osun Divrei Torah. It's as if he made those Torah. Shnem Vishmatis Divrei Abris Ezois Vasisem Oisom. Al Rava Omer Kil Osul Atzmai. A person created himself. Shnem Vasisem Atzam Al Tikri Oisom Al Atem. Omer Vuo, Kol HaMasis Chaver El Dvar Mitzvah. Whoever causes somebody else to do mitzvah, malav akosav kila aso. It's as if he did it himself. Shnema umatcha shekisabisa seyor. The matter that Moshe Rabbeinu struck the river to bring the first of the 10 makas dam. So the question is, v'chi Moshe ko, v'lo Aaron hiko? Wasn't Moshe that brought that makah? It was Aaron that brought that makah. Ela loy malach. To teach us, call him asas chaveil dvar mitzvah. Whoever causes somebody else to perform a mitzvah, ma'alav akosav kila also, it's as if he did it himself. Explain the mefarshim. By other mitzvahs, somebody who causes someone else to do a mitzvah, it's considered as if he himself did it. But when it comes to tzedakah, if somebody causes someone else to do tzedakah, not only is it considered like he did it, but gav ha'ma'asa yoisim and oiser, he even gets more, he gets schar even more than the person who actually gave the tzedakah.